Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. It's been a hot second because we were both traveling. I finally took my honeymoon and went to Turks and Caicos, which I love so much. And you went to
Hawaii. Yes, we went on a family trip to Hawaii. Last week ended up replaying an episode from last summer. It was the best packing tips and travel tips for the summer. I feel like everyone's going on their European summer or whatever summer vacation you have. So I feel like that was a good episode to play.
Yes.
But
we're back this week, back to regular programming here. So I feel like we can dive in because we have so much to talk about. But
yes, we do.
What is your influence of the week this week?
My influence of the week is I finally caught up on Love Island and I'm so behind on this. But like, if you guys have gathered, I'm not really a reality TV girl. I really try to be because Alyssa, like, she loves
love
all the shows, reality TV. I've seriously tried to get into Housewives. I don't know why it's not sticking for me. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm going to keep trying. But anyways, Love Island, I couldn't ignore. Literally everywhere I looked, I'm like, they're making Peacock so much money because we ended up buying like first of all, it's like funny how Peacock is, you have to buy a membership and then you have to buy a higher membership to not have the ads. Yeah. So it's like everyone's paying for this somehow. Yeah. And I feel like they're making so much money because I had to get the without. I had the with ads and then I had to upgrade to without ads because they're so long. They're like 90 seconds and I just couldn't do it. So I feel like they're making so much money from this because I truly could not avoid this show any longer. And my sister and I started like catching up together in Hawaii and it's just like so fun, honestly. I feel like I'm like in on everything finally. I know what people are talking about. And mindless TV.
Yeah, no, it's super great mindless TV. It's just like annoying because if this is your first season watching Love Island, like this season is not good. Like this is a not good season. This is a not standard season. Like,
okay.
I feel like they have their typical challenge, their typical like iconic challenges they do every season. And you kind of look forward to those episodes because they're kind of crazy. And I just feel like this season of Love Island USA is just so unhinged and so just far from what they typically do that it's kind of taking the fun out of it, in my opinion. Like, usually, like, the, like, coming back from Casa, I don't know if this is a spoiler alert, but if you haven't watched them coming back from Casa yet, you're way behind. But, like, normally when you come back from Casa, that is my favorite episode of of a season because it's so dramatic where you're deciding, like, because you leave without saying goodbye to your partner, basically. So you can't be like, oh, hey, like, we're together or, like, hey, let's explore. Like, you just leave and it's, like, this whole secret thing. And then you have to decide if you want your Casa person who you found a new connection with or do you want to stay with your old connection while your old connection is also deciding do they want to stay with you or couple up with their new connection. And so it's like so like just stressful watching them come back and like some people are like in it more than others. So they like come back single and then their person's coupled up and it's like this whole dramatic thing where like this year it was like, oh, you guys are no longer in couples. You have to explore new connections. And then like everybody comes back. And now there's just way too many people in the villa. It is way too chaotic, way too many personalities. Like I don't like this. And I was telling Danielle, like last season is like probably one of the most iconic seasons of Love Island USA. And their episode coming back from Casa is like the most iconic episode ever. So it's just like, I don't know, like the season is just so, I don't know, it's like kind of annoying me, like it's just,
yeah, it's too much. Well, I guess good thing this is my first season, so I'm like, oh, I get it, like it's actually really like I want to know what's happening next.
Yeah.
So for me as a first time watcher, I'm like, okay, I see it. Like, it's very intriguing. I feel like they do such, also, they have such a good team of producers.
So raunchy this season, like way more raunchy.
I was wondering if it was like that always, because I'm like clutching my pearls over here.
A little more aggressive each time, but like I'm just like, can you please the kiss kissing, like normal people? Like, no one kisses with their mouth open like that.
Truly?
Like, what is going on?
I don't know if other people are saying this, but like, yeah, they really are, like, especially Hoda, when she goes in for a kiss, her mouth and tongue
her
are
tongue
open.
Is like leading.
Like, it's not even like she's going in with like puckered cute little lips. Like, her mouth and tongue is like open in the wild.
Like, she's about to eat a meal. Like, she's hungry. Like, it is crazy.
So yeah, that is very interesting, but I guess that's what like makes it so intriguing, because it's like, damn, this is how people are in. And I just could never, I feel like there's a lot of things I could do, and I could never, ever, ever, ever go on Love Island, ever, ever, ever. Even if I was presented that opportunity, if I was somehow single, I just like, damn, these people, I wonder if they're like that or if they're so out of their comfort zone right now. But it is very interesting to watch.
And you haven't gotten to the heart rate challenge yet, but the heart rate challenge is like another iconic challenge they do, where normally like one person goes at a time, and like there's drama because it's like you spike the heart rate of like maybe someone you're interested in and not your actual couple, and there's like drama that way. But like,
okay,
this year they have the heart rate challenge, and it's like a couple goes at the same time, so then it defeats the purpose, because you're supposed to try to get each other's heart rates up, but you're getting everyone else's heart rates up, and like,
okay,
it is just way too much. Like, when you go back and watch season 6, you're going to be like, this is way better. This is like such a more calm-ish like situation. Like,
yeah,
what's going on right now is just so messy and chaotic, and they like need to get rid of Islanders, because
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. It's a lot.
I'm excited to catch up, and then I'm excited to watch the last season. But that is what I'm doing, like at every free moment of my day, because I'm just trying to catch up. And all the podcasts I listen to like cover it, and I just I need to be caught up at this point. So
yeah, this is the first season I've actually watched it in real time. Like, normally I wait for like 20 episodes to stack up, and then I'll kind of binge it over a couple days, but because everyone is posting it so in the moment, I feel like I have to watch it every single day. I'm also watching the UK one too at the same time, and it's like, it's not as crazy as the US one, but it's more normal. It's more on like the how they normally do Love Island. So that's interesting. So, but yeah, welcome to the Love Island.
I know. I'm in the island, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, you guys, in more extremely exciting news, Alyssa, what is your influence of the week?
My influence of the week, and my actual influence for the past, I don't know, 2.5 months at this point, is that I'm pregnant. I posted on Instagram and shared that I'm pregnant.
Exciting.
So yeah, super excited. I feel like I could talk a lot about this. Let's see, where do we start? So I was technically pregnant at Coachella, but did not know it. And then
she doesn't drink, you guys.
So, so it's not a concern. Yeah. So don't worry.
Yes.
So I didn't drink at all that trip. And then found out that I was pregnant a week before we were supposed to leave for Paris. And like at that point I wasn't feeling any symptoms. And I'm also like, well, I can't cancel anything because everything's literally paid for and non-refundable. Mm-hmm. So can't cancel. So went to Paris, was pregnant there, and then I feel like that's when my symptoms started kicking in, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I told Danielle, we got there, and then I told her the next day. So like one night basically. Because I wanted to do it like kind of cute. I didn't just want to be like off the cuff and be like, oh, by the way. So I was pregnant the entire time in Paris, and it was honestly kind of rough. And looking back, I have no idea how I did that.
You
or
really pushed through.
I think it was just adrenaline. And like when we're in Paris,
and
it's just like,
your favorite
here,
place.
We have to do all the things. Like, I want to do all my favorite things. Want to go and just, but I did throw up every single day, and I took a nap. From like 3 to 7 p.m. every day. So
yes,
that was
lots of rest, but you definitely pushed through.
And I just, yeah, I tried to do as much as I could, but it was really catching up to me at the end of the trip. So it was good timing. Because then once we flew home, I was so exhausted. I think I slept for like 2 weeks straight. And my first trimester was insane, like so bad. Like I was so nauseous. I was barely eating anything. All I could eat was, I'd have an acai bowl for breakfast. I'd have crackers on me at all times. If I start to feel nauseous, I would eat a cracker. And then I would have Chick-fil-A for lunch. And then Chick-fil-A for dinner, basically. So I was just barely hanging on with my chicken nuggets and my acai bowls. And literally so nauseous all day. I think that's one thing that, like, if you've never been pregnant before or you don't have friends who are pregnant, then morning sickness to you means you're sick in the morning. And like, that's actually not the reality. I was literally sick all day. It's an all day thing. And yeah, throwing up 1 to 2 times a day. It was so hard to shower because like taking a warm shower would make me nauseous and I would throw up. So I hated showering. I'm trying to think like what else. It was crazy. So people who don't get morning sickness and nausea during their pregnancy, like, you are so lucky. So lucky. But also I knew
more people have it, maybe.
Yeah. I knew ahead of time, because I am a nauseous girly to begin with, that I was probably gonna have a worse version of it, and I definitely did. But I basically laid on the couch. I was basically horizontal for I think the month of May. Wait, yeah. When was Paris? Was like the end of April. So yeah.
Yeah.
Basically the month of May, I was completely horizontal, but thank God we had obviously taken so much content in Paris that I was just, when I had the energy, could get a post together. I could barely look at my phone. I was so nauseous. I would do all my Paris posting. So Paris content got me basically through the month of May at that point. So
honestly, so much.
First trimester was crazy. Right now I'm 15 weeks, I think, maybe 16. Oh, that means I got to do that Kylie Jenner audio.
And oh yeah. Like,
16 weeks. 16 weeks.
Oh my gosh, she have to.
Something like that. I know there's like all these audios I need to save and do. Yeah, and things have gotten a lot better since I entered my first trimester. My second trimester. I feel like I'm still very tired and exhausted, and I have energy to do like one thing a day, but I can actually be vertical now and not feel like I'm going to fall over. So that's really exciting.
That's good.
Because I feel like you just don't realize how down and out you are until you truly cannot do anything. Like, I didn't even go to my nail appointments. I was, like, pushing that. I was like, there's no way I could drive to the nail salon, let alone sit there for 2 hours and get my nails done. Like, that sounds so miserable. So basically I did not leave the house for a while. But finally starting to feel better. So, like, going to weightlifting once a week again. I was doing twice a week, but right now I'm at once a week, rebuilding that up, and then finally started going to Pilates again last week, which I haven't done in like 2 months. I'm like trying to kind of rebuild, but I literally will do these things and then I will be exhausted the entire rest of the day. So that's very interesting. And then in terms of food, my appetite is definitely coming back. I feel like in terms of cravings, I love having peaches right now, or just like summer fruit, like pineapple, watermelon, peaches have been like my thing, and like chocolate. But I like chocolate like a lot beforehand, so I don't know if that's just like a heightened thing, but so that's like mainly like food stuff. And I'm like eating like actual food again, which is exciting, because there was a point where I was like eating the same stuff because I just couldn't keep anything down. But I still kind of have aversions to fish. Haven't eaten to like cooked fish again yet. So like salmon, I like really miss my salmon, but just thinking about it is so like icky to me. And like green vegetables, which I'm also very sad about because I love broccoli, but just like the thought of green vegetables right now is just like not appetizing. But the one thing that I've been able to eat this entire time, which I'm so happy about, is salad. And that might sound
She
so
loves her
weird,
salad.
but I've been eating like chicken salads. So that's
Yum.
been great. Yeah. And I finally started back my matcha again. Like,
okay. Sounds like you had an aversion to green things.
I know. It was weird. So, yeah. So that's like where I'm at with food and exercise. Yeah. That's where I'm at. I think that's like the main things. But yeah, the second trimester is definitely better. I've had 2 ultrasounds, which is really exciting and kind of crazy. I feel like that's what makes it feel real, because I don't feel anything inside of me yet. So it's like, if you don't feel kicking or anything, then you don't.
Do you know, like, when like you're supposed to feel that, or like when people start feeling that? Probably far along, right?
Well, my doctor told me at my 20-week anatomy scan to really try to be present, and like when you're seeing the ultrasound and you can see the baby moving, try to like connect that to how your body feels, so you can be like, oh, that's what it feels like, or
oh, okay.
No, that's just like your body like doing weird things. I don't know, like I feel like it's kind of weird thinking about having this like foreign thing growing in you,
in your body. Yeah.
And like obviously, like when you are pregnant, you worry about every little thing, because I'll like get crazy cramps and I'm like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. And my doctor's like, your uterus is just expanding, that just literally means the baby's growing. And like, I feel like people don't tell you this, and like the first time I had a cramp, this was like 2 days before we were leaving for Paris, it was one of the most painful cramps I think I've ever experienced, because I this must have been when my uterus first like grew.
Yeah.
Because I was like on the floor shaking, nauseous.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, and obviously your mind just goes to think the worst.
Yeah,
but then
the worst.
If you just Google it, it's like, oh, like cramps are normal. So it's just like,
okay,
a very interesting kind of like mental exercise that like is happening. And like, I don't know. It's definitely crazy to think about. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we're everyone in this community and I are so excited and happy for you. This is such a blessing and so beautiful. Can't wait for you to step into this chapter. And I just know you're going to be the best mom.
It's definitely really exciting. It's really scary, because you're just like, when am I going to be ready for this? Like, am I ready?
Yeah, I could imagine.
I feel like you can't ever, you know, be like, I mean, some people are ready. Like, we have friends who are like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, I wasn't ever like, now's the moment I'm
this
ready.
This is the moment,
like, I feel like last year I really was like, go hard, travel, do all the things. And then that way, once we start trying, then like if it happens, I'll like won't have FOMO or feel like I missed out on something or a trip opportunity or something. So I feel like I kind of prepped my mindset that way, which is what we said, like we weren't gonna prepare this year, you know, just in case. And so I feel like I prepared mentally for that. And then I think other things that I kind of prepped beforehand was I was seeing a nutritionist. I got my blood work done over a year ago just to like see where things are, see what I needed to improve on, get a supplement regimen going, and like really do that. So I was like taking all my supplements. And then I think also switching everything, not everything, a lot of things to like non-toxic swap. So like, I feel like I've posted about this on my stories, but like getting rid of plastic cookware, getting rid of, what is it? Just like metal pans, like switching over to, what is it? Not aluminum. What are those pans?
Is it stainless? Wait.
Yeah, like stainless steel.
Stainless steel? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like metal utensils and like brands like Our Place or Caraway, that have the non-toxic, like no plastic containers, like switching to glass. Like, what else? I'm trying to think. Oh, cutting out seed oils completely, like not like switching over to avocado oil, olive oil, or there's one other one, coconut oil, like cutting out oils completely. And then just, supplements, and started taking a prenatal. So I feel like for me, I stopped taking
that's a good prep.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get my body ready and just make sure everything, so that way when we made the decision, we were ready to kind of start trying that, like, I wouldn't have to be like, oh, well, then I should do all this prep now. Like, I was kind of already ready going into it. And I stopped my birth control in December. And they usually say it takes like 3 months for your body to kind of regulate once you've been off birth control. Because I feel like me and like probably a lot of you guys were on birth control since we were like 15 years old. So literally like half my life, I've been on birth control. So I was really nervous that like my body was going to take a while to adjust because I had been on it so long. But literally that 3 month mark hit and
Yeah,
like
like on
I
the
got pregnant.
dot.
Literally got pregnant, which is crazy because I definitely was expecting it to take longer, but it just obviously it happened when it happened. And I have my Oura ring, which I really love. I know some people kind of get nervous that they might be obsessive over the data, but I feel like the data is really helpful because you might feel like you got a good night's sleep and then your Oura ring will tell you you didn't. And I feel like that's just like something to keep in mind. Like, okay, like I could go to bed a little earlier. I could put my phone away a little earlier. I could meditate before I go to bed. Or sometimes I think I didn't get a good night's sleep and my Oura ring says I did. And then I feel better about myself because I'm like,
Yeah,
oh,
same.
okay, great. So I think it's like really good information to have. And when you can connect Oura ring with natural cycles, I think that's like a really accurate way to track if that's what you're wanting to do. Because if you don't have the Oura ring, I think natural cycles, you can get a thermometer and take your temperature every day. But I was just like, I don't want to take my temperature every day. Like, I'm not trying to do that at this point yet. So I was like, I really feel like the Oura ring natural cycles connection was really good because it can tell when you're ovulating based on your temperature increase. So I feel like that was really helpful to know. And then it does tell you like which days you have like low, it's like low chance, medium chance, high chance, and like peak chance. So you know like when you could try if you want to. So I feel like that was super helpful. And that's like what we did. And it worked. Obviously, super blessed, super lucky with that because I feel like everyone's journey is so different. But those are just some things that I kind of did. And yeah, really excited. So
So
crazy.
exciting. Such a
And I feel like
blessing.
so many people are pregnant right now, too,
Yes.
which is crazy,
Literally,
but
there
also
was a
fun.
Yes, I feel like there was a week, like a specific like 2 week period where every time we would go on Instagram, like someone announced a pregnancy, which is
Oh, I
so
was seeing like three to
amazing.
four a day,
But
which
yeah,
is like crazy.
it's kind of cool that it's like we're in this time where so many other people are sharing their experiences and you don't feel alone. You don't have other people in your circle who are pregnant. So I feel like this is a good time to like talk about this kind of stuff, like pregnancy as a creator and like navigating life changes, because I feel like it gets probably kind of confusing in your head of like, what do you do or like, how do you want to go about certain things?
And when I posted the announcement too, it was just really sweet because I feel like people really came out of the woodwork
Yeah, I
to kind
bet.
of say congratulations. Like people from like every aspect of life, like some childhood friends, some high school friends, like
Oh.
people who have Instagram but don't really use
Yeah.
it, you know? And then you're just like seeing all these people or just like just the Instagram girlies and the community is just like, you know, really fun to see. So it's like really sweet. So I just like remember how that made me feel when like everyone was commenting. It's just so
Oh.
exciting. So like I feel like I now try to be very aware like when someone else posts
Yeah.
something like that to kind of like share the love that way because it's just like such an
It means a
exciting
lot.
time in your life. But yeah, that's pretty much like where I'm at now. Yeah, next big thing is the 20-week anatomy scan. And I think that's the last major scan that you get.
Okay. How
But
many wait. There's three trimesters, right?
yeah, three trimesters. I thought they were 12 weeks each, but they're actually 14.
Oh, okay.
14,
Okay.
14, and then yeah, the last one.
Got it.
So
Dang, so you're in your second.
So in the second trimester, which is I feel like when most people share the news, because that's usually when you're kind of deemed quote unquote safe, I guess. So yeah, but we like told all basically told all of our close friends and family before that. I just don't think people try not to share publicly mm-hmm. until the second trimester. So
yeah,
makes sense. Yeah, super excited. But yeah, this week's episode is kind of going to be like pregnancy related, but also just big life change related, whether mm-hmm. you just got engaged or you're getting married or you're pregnant or whatever it is, like how to handle that as a content creator, because I feel like it can be so overwhelming. You're just kind of like, where do I start? It's almost like an identity crisis because you're like, wait, who am I? Like, who am I going to be? Mm-hmm. What do I want to share? How do I want to share it? Like, do I want to share everything? Yeah. Do I want to be private? Like, it's just kind of a lot all at once. And then it's just like this wave of overload of information. And I feel like with TikTok now too, there's just so much information out there that if you don't kind of protect your peace in your bubble, it's just like everyone has an opinion on every single little thing. And mm-hmm. so I feel like I find myself kind of seeing that a little bit, where it's like, okay, I'll be like researching, like, I don't know, not even like, I'm just getting served to this right now because like my algorithm mm-hmm. is like feeding it to me because it's kind of what I'm searching, but like nursery stuff or like strollers or whatever. And then there's just like so many different versions out there. And then there's everyone's opinion on every single mm-hmm. version. And it's just like, oh my God, I don't even know where to right. start. So
yeah. Yeah, so I feel like we can talk a little bit about like pregnancy as a content creator. And obviously a lot of this will be from like your POV, from where you stand now. And then we can like chat about navigating through life changes and like all aspects. But I feel like there's like probably a lot of pregnancy girly or pregnant girlies listening. So for those girls, like this little section, maybe you can relate on. But okay, what are your thoughts on sharing your baby once it's born? I know that's kind of like a controversial thing where people are like back and forth on. I don't know.
I feel like I'm still kind of like debating a lot about this stuff, but it's like, I feel like that's obviously if you've built an audience, they want to kind of feel involved in this mm-hmm. journey. And so it's like something I definitely want to share, but I don't know if I'm going to be one of those people where I just post a pic of my baby. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
The baby and the, I don't know. The
and obviously thing these things can like, you could like have this thought now and like maybe it changes when you have the baby and that's completely okay.
Yeah.
Like I feel like some people just decide it.
Sharing like more kind of like lifestyle images mm-hmm. is kind of more my vibe in my head right now. So like sharing like maybe like film kind of content of like once you give birth and those kind of like first family images that you mm-hmm. have. But like not just the baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like in my head right now, I still want my page to be, you know, fashion and lifestyle and then incorporate kind of the motherhood stuff into it. But I don't want to just be a mommy blogger, if that makes sense. Like I still want to share everything. So it's like I'm not like maybe I'll post like you know how people post to like, oh, 1 month, 2 month, 3 months with like a little mm-hmm. thing to the baby, like maybe just incorporating it more into kind of like more lifestyle-esque photos mm-hmm. or like I'll be in the photo too, like not just a photo.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, that totally makes sense.
I don't know, that's where I'm at right now. But yeah, like you said, that could very much change. Or like maybe once you have the baby, you're just like so obsessed with your baby that you're just like, I'm just supposed to pick up the baby.
Yeah. So it's funny seeing like my non-creator friends, like just from college, and like that's their entire page. Yeah. And it's just so different because like, it's just baby, baby, baby. And I love to see it. Like I really do.
Yeah.
So yeah, your feelings can always change.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like your announcement for, I feel like it's kind of like people, for anyone who doesn't know when to announce it, like when, how did you know it felt right for you?
Like that I was pregnant?
Like you, the post about it, because I feel like you were a little like, I don't know, like I think you said in one of your captions like you weren't sure if you were gonna announce it on the trip, so like
like we were planning to take our honeymoon this year before I got pregnant. We hadn't booked anything yet because I don't know why, honestly. Yeah. It was just like meant to be, like good thing we didn't book anything.
Yeah.
Because I probably wouldn't have been able to go. So we literally booked our honeymoon trip a week before we left because I was like, I think I'm feeling better. And like, I didn't I don't know. I just feel like for me, like a lot of pregnancy announcements online are very similar to each other. And I feel like I wanted to do something that felt special to us as a couple. So I was like, okay, this will be if this trip actually comes together, which I wasn't sure if it was going to, but it did, then I was like, I feel like it would be so special to announce it there, because it's like that's where we got married, that's where we are having our honeymoon, and like how fun to announce a pregnancy too at the same time. So I feel like because I knew I had that trip coming up, that it would be like really fun to do it that way. And it was like honestly such a struggle to get that content because it was so windy out. It was like literally my tripod, me trying to pose Andrew, and like because he is just not comfortable in front of the camera whatsoever. So it's like a whole thing, and like trying to just like come up with a pose or like hold the sonogram so that the wind wasn't blowing it. It was like this whole thing. But after
It
some
came out
magical
perfect.
editing, shout out to the Tezza app, I feel like it turned out really cute.
Yeah, it
So
was so
I feel
cute.
like, yeah, I feel like it just has to be in the moment and when you feel good about it. And I made sure I had told the people that I wanted to tell ahead of time, or like made sure I tried to contact them. So once I had kind of checked everyone off that list, and then I was like, okay, now I'm ready to share. So now it's just like, how do I want to share it? And like what way? Because I feel like a lot of people will do like video content, and like some people go really hard into like the whole reveal like of a video that they're pregnant. And I was like, you know what? Like these photos, this'll do.
No, that
Like
was
I did not
great.
have the energy to do a
Yeah.
whole
It is like so crazy to
video
think like how are
production.
these people like I wonder if someone's like they're hiring help maybe to like the strategy behind it because I can't even imagine like planning all of it when you're
Yeah, I
pregnant or
don't
maybe
know.
it's
I'm like,
your second baby or something. I don't know.
yeah, I'm like, dang, like, I do not have the energy for that. How do you have the energy for that? But good for you. So, yeah, I feel like that's just because I knew the trip was coming up. I was like, it would be really special to do it there once that was locked in, I think.
And I feel like you announced that like when do people announce it? Like 13-ish weeks? Is that like the norm?
No,
Or like
okay, so
12?
technically, I think it's like 14. When you
Oh,
finish
okay.
your first trimester, 14, 15. So I was
Got
right
it.
about around there
Yeah.
because I thought it
Okay.
was 12, but then, yeah. So I was like, okay, this is like pretty standard timing. Some people announce earlier, some later. Like I genuinely think it's all personal preference. It's like whenever
Yeah.
you feel comfortable and like you want to share. So,
Yeah, I feel like that's like the overarching theme of like everything we're gonna talk about in
yeah.
this
Yeah,
episode.
definitely.
But you also have an assistant, so do you think you'll be like, do you think your vibe is like utilizing that more? Do you think you're gonna like, I mean, I guess you can just take it day by day of like maybe taking a step back if you need it or having
Yeah,
that
I think,
help is always nice.
yeah, it's definitely a day by day kind of situation. Whereas, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I have energy to do this today. And sometimes I'm like, I have no energy. And I'll send it to her. I'll be like, can you do this? Like, I
Yeah.
just can't do.
I feel like it's probably just really nice to have someone on your team. So I feel like
So.
that's all that could be like a really good tool for someone if you're
Yeah.
pregnant in this industry and you're feeling overwhelmed. I feel like it's like always nice to have
Definitely.
an assistant or something like that so you don't feel
Yeah.
overwhelmed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's good
For
that you have
sure.
that. Okay, and what about like, have you had to set any boundaries with brands or partnerships or anything?
I think for me, I feel like this would be like controversial for some people, but like I feel like I definitely want to monetize this time. Luckily, like the timing of this all kind of like worked out well, but like I had kind of a slow period.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
How many times have you wished you could be in two places at once? With Wix, you practically can. Wix's website builder is packed with powerful AI tools to make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing. Or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. So you don't need superpowers to get everything done. You just need Wix. Try it now for free at Wix.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like during May. And honestly, like even if I did get some, I probably would not have been able to do anything, or I would have been really tired and exhausted. I would not have enjoyed it. So I feel like that like worked out for the best that it was like a slow period. But yeah. Now, and especially since it's not like public, you're not like telling people why you're feeling a certain way. But I think now that I've posted about it and it's public, like I do want to like take opportunities related to it. And I feel like as long as everything like aligns and is kind of goes with the theme, or just normal content in general too, then like I'm good with that. And I think as creators, like it is a good opportunity to monetize if that's something you're interested in, because I feel like it is very kind of niche, and I feel like those brands are always kind of looking for those creators because not everyone is pregnant all the time. So like if you really want to show your product on someone who's pregnant, like then you have this kind of window to be able to do it. So yeah, I feel like I'll just kind of take it again day by day, opportunity by opportunity, and see like how I feel about it and how it aligns. And like at this point, like if it's not my rate, like I just don't have the energy to not like to do it if it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it has to be worthwhile. So I think that's one main thing too.
Yeah, and I feel like if you ever weren't like if you couldn't meet a deadline, brands would understand
if you're pregnant.
Like that would be really crazy. So I feel like there's no need. There's like nothing to worry about if you're a content creator who's pregnant. And like maybe things change and you don't feel well.
Communication and like get that and not just ghost or anything like that and be like, oh, sorry, wasn't feeling well. Like I think maintaining open communication during that is what's important.
Totally. And then, I feel like touching on maternity leave as content creators, that's like such an interesting kind of thing, because we're self-employed, like we're giving ourselves maternity leave. What are your thoughts on that? Like we listened to The Toast and we've said that a lot, and like I think Claudia just came back from her maternity leave,
but then they stopped again for summer
but they
break.
Stopped again. Yes.
Yeah,
so I feel like it's like up to you on what time you want to take, but I feel like people usually take
I feel like you just like never know, I think, until you give birth, like how you're gonna feel. Obviously depends like how the birth goes, how recovery goes, like how you're adjusting. But luckily, so my due date is December 20th, I think is what they told me. So
sad your cap.
Yeah. And so I just, during that time anyway, things are slow, so I just feel like it's a good time to have a baby.
It honestly really is.
Like, people are off for Christmas break anyway and, like, New Year's, so it's, like, the last 3 weeks of December just, like, prepping and actually giving birth and then, like, settling in. I feel like that's, like, plenty of time.
Honestly, I feel like that's such a good time, even though it's also kind of your birthday, but
I know. I'm like,
But
I really
that's a
hope
good
this
time.
baby comes on time. One, because I don't want to share my birthday. That might be selfish. Two, I don't want this child to go through the pain of having a near
Oh,
Christmas
yeah.
birthday. Like my family was so great about it growing up and like so like supportive, but it does kind of suck because like you don't get to celebrate your birthday at school, or you can like you celebrate it early, but it's like not the same, and you have to have a birthday party like at the beginning of December because everyone's out of town or everyone's busy for Christmas Eve, Christmas, like New Year. So it's like you like celebrate everything super early. So I'm like, for this child, I really hope they come on
Yeah.
time. Yeah. But
True.
yes, I'm due December 20th. So we'll see. And yeah, I think like just like taking off basically December and end of December, like will be good. So we'll
Yeah, I feel
see.
like
But I
that
think it's
is
just
true.
kind of
It's a
like
slow period.
what you feel like you need and where you are mentally. Like, I obviously have no idea how I'm gonna respond to giving birth. So, obviously, hoping for the best and kind of planning for the best, but also being flexible in case I do need more time to kind of adjust and get situated. But I feel like I'm very hopeful because we did decide we're gonna do like an interview with a doula and see how the vibe is. So they kind of give you pre-birth support, birth support, and then a little bit of like post-birth support. So I feel like that's good. And then our families are gonna probably want to be visiting us and being around for the holidays, and then obviously a new baby too. So I feel like we'll have a lot of good support during that time as well. And I feel like that is really important to me. Like, I don't want to feel like I can't take a shower if I want to take a shower. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And I mean, obviously, you can plan for all these things and then like things not go according to
Things
plan.
just,
So,
yeah.
but yeah, that's the current plan and a mindset that I have right now, I think.
Love that.
So,
Yeah, I feel like you have a good mindset. Like you said, you don't feel like you need a niche into motherhood.
yeah.
I feel like that's kind of not a thing anymore. I feel like when people years ago in like 2018, if you had a baby, like you were immediately a mommy blogger. And I love how that's not the case anymore. Like if
Yeah.
you
And
don't
it's
want
like,
it to be. And
well,
some
'cause
people do,
now
and
it's
it's
just
amazing.
like, I feel like it's just more, people are more open to like you being more than just a mom. Like, you can
Yes.
still be doing
That's
all these
so
things like
important.
as a mom, and like your life doesn't stop because you become a mom. So it's like you just kind of incorporate like this new pillar of content into your content. And I think like that, like you're, again, your audience is excited to grow with you. You'll kind of attract a new audience. And it's just, I feel like with getting pregnant, you just like your perspective kind of changes. And then you see all these girls who are creators who have become moms. And you're just like, wow, like, how did she do that? She was so graceful with that. Or like, it's just kind of very eye-opening, I feel like. So, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, I guess like we can get more into like navigating content creation through major life shifts.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like not really a rule book on this, obviously. And I feel like this can go for weddings. Like I feel like a lot of people trying to navigate the balance between like this new era of being a bride, and some people like take it all the way, and some people I feel like I had kind of a struggle with keeping both. I feel like you kept both for sure, and then some people just go all in. But I feel like it just depends on who you are and staying true to yourself and shifting your content naturally and reminding yourself it
Yeah.
really doesn't all have to change just because you're going through something like becoming a mother or even like getting divorced or anything. But I don't know. I feel like keeping in mind that your audience does want to see it and wants to go along the journey with you, and you don't have to keep it all in,
Yeah.
is important.
I think it used to be like what we just said, like you would go through this life change and then like that would be your personality. Like that's what you would post about and like that's it. But I feel like social media has shifted where it's much more of like a lifestyle that's favored, where people, it's like, okay, you're getting married. Like, people want to see that intertwined into your daily life. They don't want to see like just wedding content, because obviously there's like, your audience is not all getting married at the same time. So it's like, you want to be able to still relate to everyone and, you know, continue to be yourself and continue sharing what you're sharing, but then also add in this new aspect, whether again, it's engagement, wedding, pregnancy, whatever. And I feel like it almost kind of like boxes you in not the best way if you completely just like dive into that type of content and that's all you post, because then what if you go viral and then you grow this following because you are posting all things wedding or all things like pregnancy. And like with pregnancy, I think it is a little different because obviously that is just like a thing that you will continue through your life. Like you have this child now that, so with a wedding, like a wedding has an end date. Like, you have the wedding.
Yes.
It's over. You've created this entire personality of being a wedding person. And then, like, what are you supposed to do 6 months later? Like, the audience that knows you for being a wedding creator, now you're going to kind of shift into more everyday life. And it's like, oh, well, they were following specifically for weddings. So I feel like for me, my mindset has always been like, integrate this content in, but not make it your personality, because I never want to box myself in or kind of get stuck in a niche and then not be able to leave that or not be able to continue to evolve, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like the overall goal is like, you want your content to be very just like your life, like in all aspects and eras, and like sprinkling it pretty evenly, if that makes sense for you. But I think it's cool because with every new era you enter into, like, you're going to potentially take a new audience along with you that relates to it. So I think it's really cool being able to like share that openly.
Yeah, and you definitely want to attract that new audience, but you don't want to shut out your current audience. And like, obviously I'm very aware, like, not my audience is not all pregnant, you know, so it's like, I don't see the benefit of only posting like pregnancy content from here on out until I give birth, and then like only posting baby content, because I feel like that just shuts out people who are not in that era of life. Whereas like, if you continue to share, and like, obviously I want to incorporate like styling outfits pregnant, or, you know, just being this cute little pregnant person. And just sharing, like, just being more of like kind of an inspiration of like, oh, like, you can still do these things pregnant, or like, you know, you can take breaks, whatever. And just, it's cool because like, you still have people who have been on this journey with you from the beginning. And it's like, it was really kind of like emotional posting the pregnancy announcement, because like, girls would post like, oh my gosh, I've been following you since 2018. Like, this is so crazy. Aww. So many people are just going through like, we're all growing together, basically. So, and like, maybe they're just now getting married, you know, and it's like, they're going to have kids in a couple years. So it's like, we're kind of all like moving through this journey. So it's like, I never want to shut out part of my audience just because of where I'm at in my journey, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and obviously I'm not in this. I'm not like there right now, but I could imagine it's really important to not compare your stage of life to everyone else's, because I feel like sometimes I catch myself scrolling and I just like, I have to get off social media because I'm like, okay, I'm in my comparison game right now. And I just feel like if you're entering a new stage of life, I could imagine it would be very like sensitive almost, because you're just not used to where you're
Yeah, I think comparison is very hard because everyone is like in such different positions, just like geographically, financially, just like in so many different aspects at play, that it's like, obviously you see the highlight reel on Instagram and you're not really seeing much else. And it's like, even like with being pregnant, like, I feel like Instagram, like, people are just posting their bodies, especially since it's summer. So you're just like seeing all these bodies and you're just like, okay, you're seeing the non-pregnant bodies and you're like, oh, I kind of miss that. Like, I want like that fun summer body, but then you're also pregnant. But then you're like, where I'm at right now, I don't have a bump. Like, it is, it literally just looks like I'm bloated. So if I'm walking on the street, like, you would not think I'm pregnant. And like, sometimes I feel like that's mentally interesting to deal with, because it's like, oh, well, this girl who is the same amount of weeks pregnant as me has a bump. And like, when's my bump coming in? Like, how do I wear clothes? Like, things are starting to not fit. Like, I need to start buying like stretchy clothes, because it's like, you don't even know what size you are. And I honestly don't even want to measure myself. Like, I'm just like, if something doesn't fit, it goes into a pile in a corner for the moment.
Yeah.
And things that fit and are comfortable. So I just like, I feel like I wear a lot of like cozy clothes, like sweats and like my workout sets. Workout sets I feel like are pretty stretchy. So like those have been good, but like jeans or like clothes with like no elastic or stretch or like anything, those are starting to get tight slash not zip and fit. So I'm like, okay, there's definitely growth, but obviously like giving yourself grace and like being like you're literally growing a human being, which is so crazy. So I think it's just like you said, like if I'm scrolling and I catch myself and like, oh, well, her bump is so cute, or like she looks so like, some girls, I swear, don't like, I'm sure they gain weight during their pregnancy, but they only gain it like where their belly is,
in
like
their stomach,
they're not like they're not gaining it in their face or their arms or wherever, and you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, like am I gaining, like I don't know, I feel like you're just much more aware.
Yeah.
And like, I don't use a scale or anything, but when you go to like doctor appointments, they're weighing you and you're just kind of like, okay.
Oh yeah, I could imagine how that would just be a very new territory.
Yeah. So it's just like these adjustments, and these adjustments are kind of happening quickly, if that makes sense. So like, you're just like obviously you're constantly growing, so you're like getting bigger, so it's like you kind of have to keep adjusting your mindset and your mindset. And like, being on Instagram is such an interesting place if you don't have like a good mental block around that kind of stuff, you know. So it's like finding that healthy balance of like getting inspo and not comparing, because and like staying healthy but not overdoing it, because it's like, obviously I want to work out and like do my weightlifting, do my Pilates, walk 10k steps on the days that I don't, but like when I actually like, it comes down to it, I'm like, I don't have energy, like what the heck,
right?
I'll like walk in my backyard like a couple laps and I'll be like, okay, I'm done, that was good. Oh, it's like definitely interesting and kind of like a mind fuck in a way, but obviously at the end of the day, you just remind yourself like you're pregnant and you're growing a person,
life
basically. So, and then you're like, okay, I'm good with that, because it's a lot, it can be a lot on your mental health for sure.
Well, I could imagine. And same with like weddings. Oh my gosh, like if you're a bride and like you can't afford someone else's wedding that was like in a castle in Italy, like I feel like it's so hard not to compare, but you just have to stay in your lane. And every situation and stage of life is going to look so different from for other people, and we're just sharing our highlight reel on Instagram and TikTok, so remind yourself that
it's way more important to do something that is so special to you and your partner than like picking a random destination or a place just for like the Instagram effect. Like, I love it when people like pick and choose things, because there's like different meanings, or like different, like when people get married in their grandparents' backyard, I think that's so sweet and so special. Or just like different meanings, or like, oh, like dresses, like the costs of dresses and outfit changes, like it's just gotten to be so over the top lately. I think it's honestly way more genuine, and I think people care more when you make more unique choices that are like personal and special to you, because then people, I feel like, can get really inspired by that. Because honestly, I think the people, when I got married, a lot of the questions that I got were more about like the unique things or like special things that we did versus like the big quote unquote grand things that we did.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good,
and I feel like that's kind of what people, because that's kind of the relatable aspect.
Yeah, you know?
So
yeah, it's like the little things.
Yeah,
and I think not trying to match it to every other wedding or every other pregnancy that you see.
Right, like doing it your way, doing what's authentic to you, and just showing up how you feel like you can and like what's gonna work for you. So like for me, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do about content. Like, as soon as I run out of honeymoon content, I'll have no content, so that'll be interesting. So it's kind of like, I don't really know, but we'll like, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, you
know? Like, it just, it is what it is. So
yeah, and I feel like That's the best mindset you can have right now.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And same with like sharing things and keeping things personal. I feel like there is no shame in not sharing everything. I feel like my therapist says there's like a lot of power in privacy. And I've really taken that to heart like in the past few years. Like, it's obviously awesome to share everything, but if you don't feel like aligned, you don't have to share it, and it can be kept just for you. And I think we just need to remember as people in the public eye, like, you don't owe your audience everything, even though we're so appreciative of them, like, you don't owe them everything and talking about everything. So
yeah,
keeping that in mind and taking that to heart and just feeling where you're at with certain things, because I feel like it's awesome when people are super vulnerable, and I think people connect with that a lot, but it's also fine to be the other way.
Yeah, like, you don't have to do it because everyone else is doing it, and like, if you'll have more peace of mind and have better mental health not sharing something, or just navigating through something first, figuring out where you're at, like processing emotions and then sharing it, like, there's also nothing wrong with that either. Like, it doesn't have to like be an in the moment thing. And I think for me, like, pregnancy is really kind of showed that, because obviously you don't post as soon as you find out you're pregnant, so you're like holding the secret in for 14 weeks basically pretending everything's all good and dandy, whereas like behind the scenes you're like
throwing up every morning.
Yeah. So it's just like, and then, yeah, like, no one knows. No one's mad at you. And then when you share, like, people are happy for you. No one's like, well, why didn't you share when you found out immediately? How come you didn't share? You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like it's been a good reminder on like slowing down, not having to share everything in the moment if you don't want to, sharing it when you feel good about it, when you've processed everything, when you've told who you want to tell. And having kind of that mindset. I just feel like also as you get older, you kind of adopt that mindset as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not so dramatic to not share things immediately. So,
yeah,
gives me peace of mind, honestly.
Yeah, and it's like, it's okay if your posting schedule gets a little messed up. Like, we're human, and I don't know, I keep seeing things, and who knows what's real and what's not about the algorithm, but people are just saying, like, it doesn't really matter that much as long as you have good content. So
yeah, also, I mean, I feel like I've definitely found myself posting less because a couple reasons. I'm like trying to stretch content out to go longer. Some days I'm too tired to get a post up in general. And like, I feel like in the summer anyway, I feel like I honestly haven't been posting either like Friday, Saturday or Saturday, Sunday kind of combo, because I feel like on the weekends, people are out and about doing their thing, doing stuff, not on their phone as much, like, which is amazing that people are like doing things and like less on their phone. So I feel like I'm like, okay, it's totally fine not to post those days. It gives me a break. I can kind of plan and edit what I want to post for the week, and then, you know, do Monday through Thursday kind of situation. Yeah. Monday through Thursday. And like, I'm like, you know what? It's good enough.
Like, for me. Finding your new normal.
For the time and like being. Adjusting. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not forcing yourself to like be on that same schedule pre whatever life change you're going through. I feel like that can get really toxic and then cause burnout. And then I feel like dealing with unsolicited advice and comments online through whatever life change you're going through can obviously be hard. But honestly, at some point for me, I'm just not going to look at the comments. Like, I don't look, if I have a post that goes viral, I do not look at the comments at all. And I feel like that's been awesome. That's been keeping my peace. And I guess that would be my advice through anything like that. I feel like you just started posting about this life change. So I'm sure at some point you'll get some unsolicited advice, but it's very interesting when people like the type of person to give unsolicited advice and comments on how you do certain things in life.
There's like a quote that it's like, don't, what is it? It's like, don't take advice from people who you don't like want their life. Does that make sense? What is that?
Oh, yes. Like, yeah. Like only take, oh, I think it's like along the lines of like only taking advice from the people you want to be like.
Yeah.
Basically. Or like not, and then like vice versa, like not taking and like, advice. Yeah,
obviously I'm like newly pregnant and I'm not a mom yet. And like, I'm not posting like baby tips and whatnot, but I have heard that people are really harsh on women, especially if it's something that's controversial. And I feel like there's just so much information out there and just so many different, I don't know, it's like crazy. Like the whole sushi thing, like you're not supposed to eat sushi when you're pregnant, but like that makes it sound like you can't have any sushi at all ever. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case, because you can eat the sushi with the cooked meat in it. So shrimp, you do not eat raw. Shrimp is always boiled. So like you can eat a roll with shrimp in it. So if it's like shrimp, cucumber, avocado, whatever, you can eat that because it's cooked. And same with crab. Crab is always cooked. You're not eating raw crab ever. So like you can eat the rolls with crab in them. Mm-hmm. But then it's like you eat that sushi online and then people like come for you being like, well, you're not supposed to like do this or whatever. Yeah. Like there's just so many opinions out there. So I think just like knowing how you feel about things and where you stand will really help your mental health with that stuff. That's at least going to be my approach. And like, I just know there's going to be those people out there who give unsolicited advice, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I feel like just sometimes I can't control it.
Yeah. Like knowing your truth and your intentions. Yeah. And
exactly.
Standing in that, I feel like is a good
tip and like, for life changes. You know changes. Why you're making the decisions that you're making. And like,
yeah,
strangers on the internet do not know, and you do not have to justify it to them. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. I feel like overall tips are just, like we said, staying true to how you're feeling. Like, I think that's the best thing that you can possibly do, and just staying in alignment with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But any other tips? Like, I guess you're literally like freshly in this world of like announcing it. So I feel like we'll of course update as we move along and you move along in your pregnancy.
I think right now I'm just kind of in my happy bubble, and I'm just like eating the foods that make me feel good, doing the workouts that make me feel good. And like, there's like also a lot of controversy about how you can work out when you're pregnant, which is really crazy too. But it's really nice because the trainer that we see for weightlifting, she's certified in prenatal and postnatal. So that makes me feel really comfortable. Awesome. I've asked my doctor about working out, and they pretty much say like, you're good to do anything until you get a bump that kind of starts to hinder your movement, and then that's when you kind of have to be like, what feels good and what doesn't. But there's not a lot of things where it's like you can't do Pilates. Like you can do Pilates, and then obviously once your bump is bigger, then you just kind of adjust certain positions and do kind of different movements. But I just feel like there's like people act like it's so black and white with what you can and cannot do, and it's not kind of
right.
So like there's the obvious things, like they say like obviously heat is not good, so like not doing saunas and all that. But there's only like a couple main things that like you're really not supposed to do, like obviously no drinking, drugs, alcohol, heat. Like those are kind of like the main things. You're and then raw fish and deli meat. And the only reason of deli meat is because of like the bacteria, not the deli meat itself. So if you like heat the deli meat up, you can technically eat it. So it's like there's just all these things that you just like that is out there with information. So I feel like just making sure you're doing your own research, you're talking to your doctors and making decisions that way, not taking advice from strictly like TikTok videos or
people not even in the stage of life, but like they're just projecting their random beliefs onto you.
Exactly. Yeah. So
yeah. Okay. Well, for any other pregnant girlies out there, do you have any inspo? Do you have any like creators in mind that like have done pregnancy well that you looked up to? Like I feel like Nitsan did it really well.
Yeah,
it was really cute everything she shared, and I felt like it was like super authentic. And I think you have some like Girlies, you like that just announced too, maybe?
I feel like for me, I kind of like feel like it's just all the current girlies who are pregnant right now, kind of on the same journey of just like what everyone's going yeah. through. What are they sharing? A girl that we know, her Instagram is Danny Dove. I feel like she does a really good job. She made it seem, I don't know if this is the actual case, but like she like bounced back and is like with her content and like just posting like all these really helpful tips. And I feel like I've been saving a lot of her videos because she just like helpful things like how to prepare for the first like 48 hours of the after the hospital. Like if you do these things, it'll just like help with the transition and like things like that. So I think just like girls in the community who are also pregnant, who are also sharing their journey and tips. I feel like I really liked how Nitsan did it because obviously she kept things really aesthetic and I feel like she didn't overshare too much. But like she shared a good amount, which was good to see and like such a good reminder that you don't have to share every single aspect of every little thing. But it's like I do want to share like certain things. So it's like navigating that and like figuring out how to share that. That'll kind of resonate with your community, but also stay true to your styles. So we'll see. We'll see how that comes to fruition because I feel like there's just like a lot, you know?
Yeah. And things can change super fast. So I'm excited to hear all the updates and take the girlies along with you on your pregnancy journey.
Yes. Keep you all so posted exciting. And share all the tips and tricks I learn along the way. And and then planning a gender reveal dinner for August. So I'm really excited about that. So that's excited. Kind of like the next thing coming up that I'm really looking forward to. That's pretty much it. Hopefully you guys resonated with this episode in some aspect, whether you're just going through a big life change, pregnancy, engagement, wedding, moving, buying a house, renting a new apartment, buying a car, literally like anything. I feel like, you know, truly at the end of the day, just sharing and showing up how you feel authentically and what resonates with you and not feeling that you have to post every little detail of every little thing because you've seen other people do that. Or like if you do want to monetize your content, just being mindful with it and not, you know, pushing yourself too hard or, you know, doing too much that you're not like ready for, I guess. And just really, really prioritizing yourself during these times, I think, is like a really important thing because I think people kind of forget that. So that would really be my tip right now. But excited to join the mommy community and all the mommy out there and just this next era and change in life because I feel like it's kind of crazy. I feel like as a kid, in my head, I had all these milestones that you like hit as like an adult, like starting with like getting your period and getting your driver's license and then going to high school and then like your first kiss and then your first boyfriend and then like losing your virginity and getting married, like having a wedding,
buying
and like
a house.
Buying a house, and then it's like
you're living we're like all.
at the baby stage, which is so crazy. So
super
fun so and excited crazy. To step into this so new era of life and all my friends who will be joining me shortly in this era too. So
God willing.
So
I'm happy you got to share.
Thank you for all the love and the support and the messages. It's like so sweet and just kind of reminds you how amazing community is. And like I had people text me too, like friends from like high school, like would DM me or just, you know, people on the internet just like separately message me, which I thought was like so, so sweet, that are just like, I'm here if you need anything, if you have any questions, like, please don't hesitate to ask. Like, and I just thought that
That's
was like
really sweet.
So sweet. Like girls that I've not talked to in like years. So I was like, that's just like, I don't know. I feel like
it means
people
a lot,
are so
I'm
much
sure.
more open with their journeys now and just like motherhood in general. And it's just like so nice to have that community there that you didn't really realize you had. So I'm really excited about that. But
good. Yay. Okay. Well, that's it for this episode.
Yes. Chat with you guys. soon, and hope you all have an amazing week, and hope you guys had an amazing holiday weekend as well. And yeah, mm-hmm. We will chat in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.